Well, welcome to our very special celebration of the 90th anniversary of the birth of the Legion of Mary. 90 years ago tonight in Dublin, Ireland, the Legion of Mary was born. And Our Lady chose the vigil, the eve of her own nativity, to give birth to her spiritual presence on earth, the Legion of Mary. So it's a very wonderful evening tonight. I want to especially welcome our visiting priests, our wonderful Legion of Mary priests, Monsignor Manuel, Father Kevin Barris, Father Kevin Fimian, and all of our active and auxiliary legionaries that are here tonight to celebrate this very special occasion. There was a woman who was 70 years old. She was a widow. And her daughter wanted her to maybe consider marriage again. So she set her mom up with a man who was 90 years old. Imagine that. And she arranged a special date between her mom, who was 70, and this man who was 90 years of age. And after the date, her mom came home and she said to her mother, "How did it go?" And her mother said, I had to slap his face 3 times. And the daughter said, "Why, did he get fresh?" And the mother said, "No, I thought he was dead." The Legion is 90 years old, but it is alive and well. Here it is, 90 years ago. So tonight we want to look a little bit at the past, the present, and the future of the Legion of Mary. First, the past. The Legion of Mary grew out of really the St. Vincent de Paul Society. As you know, Frank Duff was a member of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. It was a men's organization. They were doing the corporal works of mercy around Dublin. But some of the women that were involved in these apostolic works, they wanted to do something as well. And so they began to study St. Louis de Montfort's book, The True Devotion to Mary. So Frank Duff, in August of 1921, gathered a group of the ladies together, and they began to discuss the writings of, at that time, Blessed Louis Marie de Montfort. Well, a few weeks after that, they decided all to meet for a special prayer meeting. And it was at 8 o'clock on September 8th. It was Frank Duff, a priest, and 15 women. They came into the room. One of the ladies had set up a statue of Our Lady with candlesticks and flowers. They all fell to their knees and prayed the prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit," and then they prayed the rosary. And then they asked each other, "What would the Blessed Mother want us to do?" So they began to do these spiritual works of mercy. They began to visit the Dublin Union Hospital, which had 4,000 beds, a hospital filled with patients dying of cancer and tuberculosis. They began to give out miraculous medals, and pretty soon there were conversions and returns to the sacraments, and the Lord and the Blessed Mother blessed this work. They were known at that time as the Association of Our Lady of Mercy. A few years later, they would be called the Legion of Mary. So I'm very happy about the name change because, thanks be to God, we're now legionaries instead of mercenaries. Well, the Legion continued to grow. By 1924, there were 4 Presidia of the Legion. They started the first council in Dublin. In 1927, the Legion went up to Waterford. 1928, to Glasgow, Scotland. 1929, to England. 1931, to India. 1931, to the United States, where the first Presidium was started in New Mexico, a men's Presidium. And then 1932, the Legion went to St. Louis, Missouri. 1933, to Chicago and Los Angeles. Also 1932, up to Canada. When we look back at the history of the Legion, we see it had very humble beginnings. Just ordinary people wanting to do the Lord's work, offering themselves to our Blessed Mother. The Legion began in 1927 doing work by setting up hostels. The Morning Star Hostel, which would hold 200 men, was set up in 1927. The Regina Chaley Hostel for women in 1930. Then the Legion began to tackle the biggest problem in Dublin, which was the red light district called Bentley Place. I encourage all of you to get a copy of the book Miracles on Tap and read that book. Also, you have to get a copy of the brand new book that just came out called The Dublin Interviews of Servant of God, Frank Duff. It's called In His Own Words. And these are the interviews with Frank Duff about his family background, how the Legion began, the first Legion meeting, and how they cleaned up the red light district called Bentley Place. It's an incredible story, so make sure you read that in Miracles on Tap or In His Own Words. In the history of the church, something of this magnitude was never done. Imagine 250 women of the streets. Within 4 years, the entire district was closed down. And these women were restored to their families and to the faith. The Legion continued to grow throughout the world. Father McGrath would help establish a Legion throughout China right before the communists took over in 1947. 1951, the persecution came. 1952, they say as many as 40,000 members of the Legion of Mary were arrested and put into prison. Most of them were martyred for their faith. So the Legion has countless martyrs and saints in heaven that were killed during the persecution under communism. It's one of the greatest chapters of modern church history, how the Legion was able to keep the church alive underground in China. In 1942, the Legion came to the Philippines and was able to help to convert and strengthen the Philippines to become such a vibrant and strong Catholic country. In 1950, the Legion went to South Korea. At that time, there were only 300,000 Catholics. Now there's well over 5 or 6 million Catholics. The bishops of the country said that 80% of the conversions were through the work of the Legion of Mary. So what is the situation around the world today with the Legion? How strong is it throughout the world? Well, right now, in the Philippines, there are over 200,000 active members. Brazil has over 400,000 active members. South Korea, 350,000 active members. So the Legion is alive and well throughout the world. Zaire, 300,000 active members. Nigeria and Angola, over 100,000 active members. So when we look at the Legion throughout the world, we see that the membership is perhaps 4 million active members, and some say as many as 20 million auxiliary members throughout the world in 171 countries. So currently the Legion is very strong in the Philippines, South Korea, Africa, many parts of South America. And so it's wonderful to see what's happening throughout the world. The Legion continues to work in Russia and many other places, evangelizing and spreading the faith. Three of its members are up for beatification: Servant of God Frank Duff, Servant of God Alfie Lam, and Venerable Edel Quim. So the Legion has been called a maker of saints. Well, lastly, what does the future of the Legion hold? We've seen a little bit about the past, how it started with just 15 members falling to their knees, praying the rosary, and pretty soon it grew throughout the world to be a mighty force. They're certainly the right arm of the Catholic Church throughout the world. When we think of the active and auxiliary members, imagine that each week those members are going to their meeting, praying the rosary, and each one is doing 2 hours of apostolic work each week. So what does the future hold? The Legion will continue to grow and to strengthen the Catholic faith throughout the world, to continue to bring about conversions and returns of the sacraments to help save souls. The Legion was established to give God glory through the sanctification of its members and through evangelization. Always remember the two purposes of the Legion: to help people become saints, to help them become holy, and second, to evangelize, to spread the faith and to bring back our fallen away Catholics and to invite people to the one true church. Frank Duff said that the Legion is built upon two doctrines: the mystical body of Christ, that Jesus is present in each person, and Mary's motherhood of souls, that Mary is the mother of each and every person. She is their spiritual mother, helping them to get to heaven. As you know, the Legion grew out of the spirituality of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, this true devotion, this total consecration to Jesus through Mary. That's how the Legion began. When people studied the true devotion, I encourage all of you to also study the true devotion and make the de Montfort consecration. Realize that the Legion is not just an organization, it is a way of life. It is a lay vocation. It's how you can become a saint with God's grace and then be used by God as an instrument to bring other people into the church. And it is no accident that the Legion was founded on the eve of Our Lady's Nativity. Our Lady was born, we celebrate that 2,000 years ago. And we celebrate the birth of the Legion. And some people have asked Frank Duff, what is the best definition of the Legion of Mary? And he said, the Legion is Mary's up-to-date garment of flesh. The Legion is Mary all over again. It's her spiritual presence on earth. You are her hands and feet, her arms and legs, her mind and heart. See, that's what you are as members of the Legion of Mary. You are Mary's spiritual presence in the world today. So it's no accident that Our Lady wanted her presence born on the eve of her own nativity. Let me just end with a beautiful poem that my dad wrote called The 7th of September. And it really reminds us of what happened 90 years ago tonight. On the 7th of September, back in 1921, in the holy town of Dublin, something wondrous was begun. Gathered round a simple altar at the closing of the day, knelt the first of Mary's Legion who had met to plan and pray. Then inflamed with true devotion, with a faith so firm and sure, went those first of legionaries to the suffering and the poor, and returning told the story of the things that they had seen, and they knew what they had witnessed was the presence of their queen. Oh, those first of legionaries, could they know what was in store? Could they dream their tiny legion would be reaching every shore? For the spirit of Our Lady, which had sweetly led them on, spread to all the waiting countries like the coming of the dawn. Let us thank her for this wonder, how the Legion was begun in the holy town of Dublin back in 1921. For around that simple altar, in the weary world somewhere, every day at every moment, legionaries kneel in prayer. And inflamed with true devotion, with a faith so firm and sure, go our many legionaries to the suffering and the poor, and returning tell the story of the Christ who lives again, of the presence of that mother, loving him as she did then.